The water the reeds floated in was stained dark with blood. There were four bodies on the side of the stream. One we could see just under the water. Lobel put a shot into it and it jerked up. The guy was still alive. He tried to run, and Lobel hit him with a short burst that sent him whirling, his arms over his head as if he were dancing.
I killed him!
Lobel turned toward us. His eyes were wild. He looked back at the body that now floated face up in the water, that now slid below the surface into the darkness.
I killed him!
Lobel was shaking. He had killed his first man up close. He had seen him die. It was personal. The shit was real. He was a killer. Brunner called our position in and requested that our present position be our pickup zone. It was denied. We started back. Problem. It was nearly dark. The sides of the stream were clear for 20 to 40 meters on both sides. On the side of the stream that we were on, away from the ridge, there was a rice paddy that we had to cross. We had passed it coming, but going back was another thing. They knew we were there now, knew we were headed back. If we got Kongs on the ridge when we were passing the paddies, it would be hard going. Monaco led the way. It rained for a few minutes, a cold, driving rain that chilled you in ways you wouldn't forget very soon. Then it stopped. A slight wind picked up and made the trees that grew in sullen clusters along the ridge sway menacingly. The moon came up. We were almost back to the LZ. I wanted to get back quickly. Lobo was just about holding it together. We had to get him back, give him some peace, let him get the knots out of his nerves again. We got almost back to the cutoff point where we would move to the LZ. We had to pass the saddle again.
Pee-wee, you and Perry check the ridge,
Brunner said.
Keep your asses down, Johnson said.
Me and Pee-wee started across the stream. It was fairly deep. I remembered I couldn't swim.
Pee-wee,
I whispered hoarsely.
You swim? No.
Damn. It took us forever to get across the stream. We got across just as the moon went behind the clouds. I looked back over the stream, but I couldn't see a damn thing. My testicles shriveled up in a hard knot and turned to ice. I was low. I was moving forward. We started up the saddle. It sloped more than the ridge did, and we got to the top fairly quickly. Pee-wee put his hand up. It was getting dark quickly.
Wick, wick.
Two shots hit the rock near me, sending chips into the air. Behind me, I could hear the 60 open up.
Wick, wick, wick. Where the fuck's the fire coming from?
Pee-wee asked.
I don't know.
We raced to the top of the ridge. I climbed the last few meters, breathing through my mouth, and started firing over the other side. Nothing. I didn't see anything.
What you see? What you see?
Pee-wee's frantic voice.
Nothing. I don't see anything.
We hit the ground and turned back toward the stream. There was a firefight below us. We could see tracers and muzzle blasts. It was all on the other side of the stream. The 60 was sweeping the banks of the stream. The popping of the M79 sounded like champagne being opened. The squad was turning loose. Then everything was quiet.